We have the one and only Keith Moss on the phone. How are you doing, Keith?
Hey, I'm good, and you?
I'm very excited. You're here for a reason, not just to hang out, although that would be cool too, because Stardome is doing this extra special thing, Strings Under the Stars, which is opening on the 10th of October. What is Strings Under the Stars?
So it's an initiative by the Auckland Philharmonia, and they're sending a group of musicians there, a string quartet to be exact. This is their second year of doing this program, and they play some live music while you get to sit and relax, look up at the ceiling on the Stardome, and they put on synchronized projections of what's going on.
Wow. So you've been working on this. Where did the idea come from, and how did you get approached to be a part of it?
So the learning and development team at Auckland Philharmonia contacted me around about the beginning of this year and asked if I'd write a new piece for string quartet that would be put together with visuals and yeah, just give the audience a great time doing something new, listening to live music while you get to sit in the Stardome and peek into the universe.
Exciting. This is like a bit of a chicken and the egg thing that we can actually get to the bottom of, but were you able to see the visuals and then make the piece, or did you make the piece and someone put the piece to visuals?
Well, actually, the request was to write the piece and then also think about the visuals at the same time, and then I'd work with the Stardome people to develop that. In the end, though, the guys at Stardome are so great at what they do, I pretty much said, look, this is the piece, this is what I'm thinking about and how I'd like it to look, and I want to give you carte blanche to actually develop it yourself.
Love that so much. Your specific piece is inertial atrophy, or am I saying how do you say that?
Inertial atrophy, like
inertia.
I think it's I made up the word based on inertia, right?
I love that so much, and it features marimba player Naoto Segawa. I love a marimba. So you recorded Naoto playing.
That's right. So I wrote the string quartet piece first and started thinking about ideas about adding electronic music into the performance as well. And I thought really small, like a tiny little piece of sound effect or something like that just comes from a Bluetooth speaker at the player's feet of the string quartet. And the Stardome people were great, and they said, no, but we got surround sound, so why don't you use that? And so my journey into electronic music started with, okay, well, how do I write for surround sound? Because, you know, everything you think about or every sound that you make's got to go to a different speaker. And then I approached Naoto and said, hey, because Naoto's playing another premiere of another work of mine on the same date in Wellington, so that's pretty cool. So there's a lovely connection there. And I said, hey, Naoto, do you want to record a couple of snippets that I can sort of manipulate and do some fun stuff with electronically? And yeah, he agreed. And that's where we're at.
Wow. I love when collaboration comes together like that. And I love when people go out of their way to do that. And the marimba is such a special instrument as well. That other piece that you're premiering, Chamber Dances, and that's premiering in Wellington?
Correct, yeah. St. Peter's on Willis on Friday night, the 10th of October, and then we're doing a repeat performance in Kapiti, Te Raukura Ki Kapiti. Same piece, so it's a different ensemble, but it turns out Naoto's playing in that one too, so that's pretty cool.
Shout out Naoto, holding it down for the whole whānau. We love that so much. In terms of the visuals, how did you go about those? What was the idea you had in mind for the accompaniment?
Yeah, so I don't want to give too much away, but basically the piece is about thinking about how radio waves have been leaving the Earth, right, since we first had radio like 100 years ago, right? So every broadcast, every song, every news report has been literally traveling out into space nonstop, right, which is where the inertia part came from. Mm. And then the atrophy part came from, while eventually those radio waves are sort of like decay along the way. And so if you were like in your magic little space car taking a trip out into space, the further and further you went out, you'd hear radio broadcasts from further back in time, if that makes sense. So the further you go out, you'd hear the earliest broadcast, right?
Wow. I love
so that. Sorry, that, yeah, anyway, that was the thinking around it. So the visuals that go with that are literally just starting at Earth, hearing a bit of sort of like kind of like modern rock music in a classical way, in the way that I wrote it, and sort of just panning away slowly until you hear something from sort of long, long ago.
That's epic. That is so epic, Keith. Wow, love it. If you want to go to Strings Under the Stars, you can buy tickets from AucklandPhil.nz or from the Stardome website, which is cool enough. Thank you so much for talking to us, Keith.
Yeah, it's been great being here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Keep up the excellent work, my friend.
Take care.